It's not your typical station, but it definitely offers you a lot. We have another call here.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm grateful for this chance to talk to you guys. Uh-huh. I just wanted to say that I love KCSB. I love the diversity of it, and this town's pretty lucky to have a station like this.
Thank you.
I don't like when I hear talk about new administration or whatever wanting to format KCSB, and it makes me really nervous that we'll lose people like, you know, Greg Drest, or we'll hear things like commercial radio. You know, I think it's really important to keep it going like it is, and
yeah,
kind of a mixture of students and non-students.
What do you mean by commercial radio? Do you think KCSB has become more commercial sounding?
No, not really, not at all. But when I hear the word format, I think of hearing the same song over and over, or even, you know, hearing a song twice or three times in a day, you know, and I don't hear that on KCSB, and that's what I like about it.
Well, we in the music department will guarantee that you will, unless a song is really popular among the DJs, that you won't hear a formatted format, I suppose, on the air at all. As one of the co-music directors for this year, we're trying to expand the diversity of our musical programming even more, as well as our public affairs programming.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're going to hear more jazz, you're going to hear more modern classical music, and you're going to definitely hear more international and American programming, as well as alternative rock.
Right.
Do you find the schedule, when it changes every quarter, do you find that kind of confusing? Or?
Well, that was another gripe of mine, is I'm a subscriber, and just last week I just got my LiveWire, and I'm not a student, so I don't get out to Isla Vista to get a copy of it. You know, I did happen to get one floating around, but kind of ticked me off that I had to wait so long.
So you didn't have one mailed to you?
No, it just came in my mail last week,
yeah.
And
okay.
It's been a problem before when I've had to call up and get it sent out. And, you know, I just wish that went a little smoother at the beginning of the quarter. A new one would be mailed to, you know, all the people that really take an interest in the station.
Yeah,
well, hopefully we can, you know, get those out a little faster to you.
With our new computers.
Yeah, we do have a computerized system now, which will hopefully help us on that. That's probably just one of the problems when, you know, it's a volunteer-run station. We don't have anyone who's, you know, specifically paid to do any of these things. So sometimes things take a little longer that way, but, you know, hopefully it'll end up being better for everyone if, you know, if everyone sticks their hands in a little bit. It's not always the most efficient way, and that's probably what caused your delay, but hopefully we can get them out faster next year.
Okay, well, just keep up the good work, and keep it diversified.
Right.
And I just want to say, too, that I like all the public affairs shows.
Good.
Especially Steve Brayman on Wednesday morning.
Okay,
yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye. Hey, Alistair, I think we should probably talk about what's in the future of KCSB Studios and things like that.
Yeah, last year we got a increase in funding from the student body, who allocated how much are we making per student now?
$1.20 per quarter.
$1.20 per quarter per student, which amounts to about $54,000 a year, which is our operating budget.
So we have a pretty
plus donations
pretty nice budget.
From non-student and other people that donate during our membership drive.
So as we mentioned before, we do have two new computers here. Well, actually, we have three computers now, which are helping out immensely, and we've decided this summer to totally refurbish the studios at KCSB and KJUC, which is our FM cable station. It's all modern equipment, and we're kind of bringing the equipment from the 60s into the 90s now, because most of the equipment is really dated here. So if you have some problems, technical problems this summer with the station, please bear with us, because it's simply for our own sake, and it'll be in your own benefit in the future, because I think the quality of programming will be much better.
Mm-hmm. The biggest problem with that, I'd like to point out, is our sister station, as we call it, FM cable, KJUC, will probably be off the air for a little while, because we're going to have to broadcast from those studios. So I think we're going to simulcast KCSB's signal for hopefully no longer than a month, but it's going to be a major refurbishment of our entire studio structure here, and everything will sound great when it's done, but there will be a few problems in the midst of it, just to warn all our listeners.
If you have a phone call, 961-2424, you're listening to Open Mic right now. This is a half-hour public affairs show hosted by undergraduate students, and we are discussing KCSB today. We would like to hear feedback about what you think about your only community service radio station. KCSB broadcasts 24 hours a day, all the time, 365 days a week. And some of us have to sleep down here, so that keeps on 365 days a week. But we know there are some of you out there that listen between...
That's a year, Alistair.
Two and six in the morning.
365 a year.
365 days
a week. All right, we got a caller. Let's take the caller. Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi there. Will you accept a collect call from Elvis on the Scum Line?
Sure.
All right. Let me put him through. Hold on. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Elvis on the Scum Line.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
Yeah, my pants are kind of loose there, down around my ankles. Oh, hold on. I have to catch the phone.
Yeah, well, we got to go on to other phone calls now, so we'll be talking to you later, Elvis, on the Scum Line.
We even have wacky people that listen to KCSB. We realize that there's a diverse blend of people out there listening to KCSB, so we try and please all of you with diverse programming. And we have another phone call right here.
Mitch is in the screening process now.
Mitch is screening our phone calls here for us.
Okay, so. I think
we got a caller. Here we go.
Here we go.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, where do I get a program for KCSB?
You can pick them up in Isla Vista at Cafe Roma, Morning Glory, Rock House, Ivy Market or Dave's Market or the Laundromat. Or you might be able to get some downtown at Sound Factory or at Morning Glory downtown.
I think Cafe Santa has some. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
They did have some.
If you'd like, you can just come by the station. We're at the bottom of Stork Tower on the UCSB campus.
And if you're in Ventura County, you can pick up a programming guide and a live wire at
Wild Planet
on Main Street and
Beat City
Records right off of Main Street, downtown Ventura.
And there's usually ones at shows we sponsor as well, like the Ventura Theater shows and... Carnival shows.
Yeah, Caribbean usually cuisine. Shows that we're involved in.
Caribbean cuisine as well.
We like to have the programming guides there. And that has a schedule and articles and highlights of what's happening at the station for all the listeners out there.
And do you guys operate over the summer?
Yes.
Just during school? Or,
no.
No, 24 hours
every
a day.
Every second.
Every hour, every day, all year long.
All right.
We've been on the air for about 30 years now.
Except for technical difficulties.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for your call.
961-2424. Close up.
Any major projects other than the studio that you have planned for this coming academic year, Rich Stevens?
Well, that'll be our first thing, is to get over that. Things are going to be a little rough until we get back into the comfort of our normal studio to broadcast from. We have a caller? Let's go to the caller then.
You're on the air.
This KCSB?
It certainly is.
You make me so mad.
Anyway.
Enough of those.
Yeah, you see, hopefully when
then?
We get our when we
I
get
think
our new
Mitch
studios,
should
we're gonna have
screen
a,
calls a little better.
Oh,
a 5 second delay or something.
Yeah, we might need some of that. Okay. Well, what were we talking about?
Future plans.
Well, hopefully, just the first major thing, of course, is the redoing of the studios. Hopefully we can get, like I was talking about before, recruiting or encouraging students to get more involved in all the different aspects of KCSB. Up till now, there's been a lot of students who want to do rock and roll shows and things like that, but hopefully we can get some students in to do some other things just to keep the other types of programming we do fresh and new. Some new programmers sometimes are accused of being a little having the same shows over and over again, and like the one of the callers mentioned, people like to hear the diversity and they like to hear things changing a lot, and so hopefully that we can get that done as well. So
speaking from the music department, we plan to just reorganize all the records and stuff just so people can find what you ask for when you call up and request songs.
We got a caller. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Uh-oh, watch out.
You're on the air.
I just want to know who the new program director was.
His name is Dave LaDelfa.
Yes. Wasn't he, didn't he make up that eclectic show Off the Air?
Yes, he is. He's the programmer of that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
show,
actually.
What day of the week is that on?
Fridays.
Fridays 4 to 5, yes. It's one of our more creative shows.
Yeah, it's one of the best, I think, yeah.
Is this Dave?
It's not Dave.
Oh, okay.
We were confused there for a moment. Okay, do you have a question for us?
No question at all.
No question?
That was a question.
I guess that was a question. Do you have any lentils?
Huh?
Lentils? I don't think so.
Those off the air guys.
Off the air. Okay. Well, we're still on the air here for about 6 more minutes. You have a chance to call in. That's 961-2424 with questions, comments, gripes, man. Call us up. Tell us what you don't like, and we'll excuse ourselves, or we'll
take it under advisement.
Yeah. I mean, it's your radio station, so call us up and
is there another
tell
topic
what
you
want
to talk about?
I don't know. What else should we talk about? Maybe...
Maybe the loads and loads of deodorant we have in our storage room right now. Free deodorant.
Perfect. Well, at least it's going to smell good here at KCSB. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been here for the past 2 years almost, and I think I've enjoyed working at KCSB. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of people come and go at the station, and the listeners kind of have to deal with that and realize that things aren't going to be the same all the time. I think KCSB has set itself in the community as a true radio station and not been blown off by the commercial stations now. I think they regard us as somewhat of competition to us, and I'd really like to keep it going in that same direction. I think with this new studio upgrade and just the new enthusiasm here, I think a lot more students are involved in the radio station. It's a lot more fun to be here, and I think it's going to benefit everyone that listens to KCSB because it's going to improve the quality. So don't blow us off, because you might be missing out on a really good thing. And there's always something new and exciting that you could learn from listening to KCSB, new information from public affairs to new music and new entertainment that is available. So
plus, we're constantly giving away tickets to concerts and the rest of the things that go on in Santa Barbara, and we inform you every day with the concert calendar. Thanks to Alistair right here.
I think Dave Ledelf is on the phone. He wants to talk from his sick bed.
Our program director is on the phone.
He might have something to say.
Let's see if we can put him on the air. Is it going to work?
We're on the air.
Well, hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I've got a stomach flu and...
Hey, you better watch out. It could be the Palestinian flu like my economics teacher had. It only lasts 7 days.
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
Palestinian flu.
Stay in bed and eat chicken soup.
Well, I want to talk about... One of my first duties as program director is going to be to take this show off the air.
Why is that?
Listen, you people, like, you're talking about this, well, you're talking about the station, and it's real self-congratulatory. I mean, oh, yeah, right, we're the fourth most powerful station on the Santa Barbara area. And this is real self, and this is more self-indulgent than I could ever possibly be.
Well, what's wrong with that? We have to be proud of ourselves sometime.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be tooting our own horn over our own airwaves.
We're not tooting our own horn. People are calling up.
The idea was to have people call up and gripe at us, but since they weren't, we jumped to the assumption that we must be doing a pretty good job. So let's blame this one on the listeners. You guys didn't call up and give us enough complaints, so... We were very self-indulgent.
Okay, we're going to go. This, like, starting next week, this half hour is going to be the all-duck half hour, because I have this sound effects record of duck sounds. So I'll bring that in, and it'll be the duck half hour.
Great. I got to study for finals anyway.
We'll make you off the air right now, Dave.
Yeah, Dave's off the air.
And he's gone. Okay, 3 minutes, one last chance, 961-2424.
Now we're sitting here talking to... Rich Stevens,
that's me.
Nick Crest,
that's me.
Alistair Jeffs, H.A. Goddard, and Mark Brown. Music directors, general manager, one's out of here, and our promotions director for next year. So any of us, you can ask us questions. 961-2424.
And you can normally reach us by calling 961-3757. That's our business line. That'll be during the day.
If you didn't get that address or
whatever. Call it up to ask the address. That's 961-3757. Or just drop by sometime. We're on the UCSB campus underneath the Stork Tower, which is, you'll notice what the Stork Tower is.
You know, it's that big phallic building.
Yeah, it's that big thing.
Yeah.
We're right below that. Just come on by anytime. You know, that's what we're all about. So just stop by and talk to us then, or if you... Do we have another call?
We have another
final
call.
One final phone call. You better get going.
You're on the air. On the air.
Hi, is this Nikki Cleanhead?
This is Nikki Cleanhead, yes.
Directed towards Nikki Cleanhead Crest.
Hi, Nikki Cleanhead Crest.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your question, caller? We have a limited amount of time here.
I was just wondering if we were going to practice tonight.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
See, what's the name of your band? Let's plug ourselves a little more.
Personal business being conducted over the airwaves, yes.
Not my fault.
Okay, it's time to go. You've been listening to Open Mic on KCSB FM Santa Barbara. Thank you to Rich Stevens, Nick Kress, Mark Brown, AJ Goddard, Mitch Stone in the studio.
Yeah, and, Mitch, thanks.
Next Wednesday we'll probably be here unless you hear duck sounds. 5:30 Wednesdays, Open Mic on KCSB.
And thanks to Alistair.
This is KCSB FM Santa Barbara and Studio Transmitter Link KKT 91. KCSB is owned and operated by the Associated Students of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Our licensee is the Regents of the University of California. KCSB broadcasts at a frequency of 91.9 MHz FM with an effective radiated power of 620 watts. Our studio transmitter link KKT 91 operates at a frequency of 951.1 MHz and a power output of 10 watts. KKT 91 is located at the top of the Stork Communications Tower. Our broadcast studios are located in the Stork Communications Building on the University of California campus at Santa Barbara. Our transmitter is located atop 4,028 Broadcast Peak, which is 5.8 miles north of Naples, California. For comments and suggestions, please feel free to write to us at KCSB FM, USAN, room 3185A, Santa Barbara, California, 93106. Once again, that's KCSB FM, the USAN, room 3185A, Santa Barbara, California, 93106. This is Community Service Broadcasting for the Tri-Counties, KCSB FM, Santa Barbara.